course and play by play.
Action at home or away.
Local sports favorites are here on the Breeze 94.5.
And good evening once again, everyone. Welcome to Bob Devaney Sports Center here on the campus of the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, where we are ready for the final game of the C2 State High School Basketball Championships and the 2010 Boys Basketball Championships, the final game of 2010 between the Ravenna Blue Jays and the Archbishop Bergen Knights out of Fremont. Five champions have been crowned today. They are Omaha Central, South Sioux City, Hastings St. Cecilia, Freeman, and Ewing. The sixth will either be Ravenna for the second year in a row or Archbishop Bergen. Doug Duda with you here on the New Tech Seed pregame show on the Breeze 94.5 and also on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. A big thank you to all the many fine sponsors that have joined us throughout the weekend for great high school basketball. St. Cecilia winning their third consecutive state title earlier today. Also, Overton ends up the state runner-up in D1. Hampton, the runner-up in D2. Both Minden and Axtell won their consolation games today. So, overall, a pretty good weekend for the boys' teams from the area. We will take a break and be back and look at the starting lineup for tonight's ball game in 1 minute.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Greer Chevrolet is Hastings' only GM-certified dealership. What does that mean to you? No worries. Your GM-certified used vehicle comes with a 100,000-mile, 5-year powertrain limited warranty, a 12-month, 12,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty, 117-point vehicle inspection, a vehicle history report, like-new financing for qualified buyers, 24-hour roadside assistance, courtesy transportation, and more. Shop Greer Chevrolet in Hastings for your no-worries GM-certified used vehicle today.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And back on the Kerr Chevrolet pregame show, the starting lineup is brought to you by New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry or Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. First off, for the Archbishop Bergen Knights of Fremont, number 3 is a 5'8" junior guard, Josh Boggs. He averages 4 points and 2.5 rebounds per ball game. Number 13, 5'11" senior guard, Patrick Rasmussen, 7 points, 1.5 rebounds a game. Number 25, 6'3" junior guard, John Stellerberg, averages 7 points, 2.5 rebounds a game. Number 34, 6'1" senior forward, Nick Jensen. He averages 12.5 points and 5 rebounds a game. And number 45, 6'5" senior, Derek White, averages 12 points and 6 rebounds per ball game. The head coach of the Archbishop Bergen Knights, Chris Paulson, assisted by Chris Rainforth, Matt Sleister, and Tyler Swanson. They're ranked third in the state of the Omaha World Herald with a record of 22-3. To make it to state, they defeated UTAN and Omaha Brown L. Talbot in the sub-districts and Winnebago in the district final. Here at state, they have defeated Hardington Cedar Catholic 62-59 and last night knocked off top-ranked Axtell 52-43. They are out of the Centennial Conference. Their losses all in conference to Council Bluffs St. Albert's out of Iowa by 3, Hastings St. Cecilia by 19, and Wahoo Newman by 8. This is the 11th time they've been to state. They won Class D1 in 2008. That's a look at the starting lineup for the Archbishop Bergen Knights. Now let's take a look at the starting lineup for the Blue Jays of Ravenna High School. Number 20, 6'3" senior guard, John Klosterman. Averages 10.5 points, 4.5 rebounds per ball game. Number 21, a 5'10" sophomore guard, Trevor Saborin. Averages 14.5 points, 2 rebounds a ball game. Number 30, 6'3" sophomore guard, Connor Baronic. Averages 14 points, 6.5 rebounds per ball game. Number 31, 6'3" senior forward, Riley Baronic. Averages 5 points, 3 rebounds a ball game. And number 41, 6-foot senior Brett Douglas averages 5.5 points and 6 rebounds per ball game. The head coach of the Ravenna Blue Jays is Paul Moronic, assisted by Tony Schirmer, Randy Bassnett, and Brian Duncan. The Blue Jays are 24-3 on the season, ranked number 2 in the state of Nebraska. And to get here to the state tournament, they defeated Gibbon and then Blue Hill in overtime of the sub-districts. They were defeated by Axtell in the district final and have made it here on a wild card. At state, Ravenna took care of Sutton, 73-34, and last night outlasted a very solid Johnson County Central team out of Tecumseh, 60-57. Ravenna is the defending C2 state champion. They also won it in 2005 and were the runner-up in 2006, making their 24th trip to state out of the Lou Platt Conference. And that's the starting lineups brought to you by New Tech Seed, your yield leader. We'll be back with more on the Kerr Chevrolet pregame show in 1 minute.
For fresh flowers, dried arrangements, candy bar bouquets, gift baskets, candles, lotions, and more, visit Petals and Pictures in Ravenna. They feature a scrapbook section with supplies and a workroom. Buy some flowers and scrapbook for hours at Petals and Pictures in downtown Ravenna.
When you need real estate, appraisal, or insurance from someone you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska with offices in Loup City, Ravenna, and Shelton. We are here to cover all your needs. Good luck, area athletes from RAI of Nebraska.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, last night in the semifinal games, Archbishop Bergen was pretty balanced. John Spellerberg led the way with 13 points. He hit three threes in the first half of play. Derek White, the big fella, had 10 points. But really, the height wasn't so much a deal on offense as it was on defense, as they jumped out to a 29-9 lead over Axtell, playing that 1-3-1 zone, and Axtell just couldn't throw it in the ocean in the first half of play and had too big of a hole to dig out of in the second half. Archbishop Bergen ends up having that 20-point lead whittled down to 6, but Axtell could get no closer, and Archbishop Bergen won it 52-43. The Knights were 6 of 8 from 3-point land, 5 of 6 in the first half last night. And they'll play that 1-3-1 zone we expect again to start the game against Ravenna. Ravenna shot 37 threes last night, only hit 9 of them, and they might shoot that many again tonight. They were led by John Klosterman with 21 points. Trevor Zaborn had 10 in the ball game. Connor Baronic, they really kept an eye on him. He hit 3 threes for 9 points in that basketball game. So we had a dandy in that C2 consolation. Axtell beat Johnson County today, 75-71. If we see something like that here tonight, it would be a great way to cap up the 2010 season, especially with a Blue Jay victory. Again, earlier today in the consolations, Omaha Creighton Prep beat Lincoln Southeast 71-56. Beatrice over Ralston 51-49. Minden beat Norfolk Catholic 65-59. Axtell over Johnson County 75-71. Emerson Hubbard beat Humphrey St. Francis 44-39. And Hayes Center beat Hayes Springs 71-66. It's time for basketball. You've been listening to the Kerr Chevrolet pregame show on The Breeze and KLIQFM.com and Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Championship Saturday wraps up in 1 minute.
Ravenna Superfoods is a place for big town savings with a large touch of hometown service. A proud supporter of the Ravenna Blue Jays on their road to success. Shop Ravenna Superfoods located downtown Ravenna. Best of luck, teams.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Ever wonder why Ravenna has such great athletes? It's all those great cooked meals at the Dewdrop. The Dewdrop is serving up home-cooked meals 24 hours a day and a large side of small-town hospitality. Proud to support the area high school teams, the Dewdrop in Ravenna.
Flashbacks Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashbacks for a taste of history with the original tin ceiling, bared brick walls, and decorated with history from Ravenna, like newspaper clippings from years past. Flashbacks Grill Hours, 11 a.m. to 9:30, Monday through Saturday.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Tip is in the air, and Archbishop Bergen is going to win the opening tip, and we are underway here in our C2 final. Ravenna comes out and plays man-to-man as they do just about every game all year long, and Archbishop Bergen probably not going to be a team that gets up and down the floor a lot, although they did average 64 points a game. It just didn't show last night against Axtell. And the first shot of the game is a Spellerberg three, and it's going to go out of bounds. It was an air ball, and Ravenna will get the basketball. John was one of the guys that got things off to a good start for Fremont Bergen last night by hitting three first-half three-pointers. So Ravenna now will have the basketball for the first time, and it looks like Bergen's going to come out and play man-to-man. Riley Baronic has it at the top of the circle. This may just be a ploy early to Brett Douglas. Douglas guarded by White, one dribble, wants that back cut to Connor Baronic, takes it on the baseline and whips it out top to Klosterman. Klosterman, spin move, kicks it into the corner. Connor Baronic fakes the three, has the baseline, got another man in the air, and the finger roll layup is good. Connor Baronic with his first bucket of the two-point variety since Thursday, and at the other end, Brett Douglas, a hard foul, swats the ball from behind on the shot attempt, and not very happy is Bergen's Derek White. Brett Douglas with the first foul of the game. He made sure that that wasn't going in. And Derek White to shoot two free throws. Three sophomores, two seniors in the lineup for Ravenna. And for Archbishop, they have three seniors, two juniors. Free throw short, no good. We have seen some not good free throw shooting throughout this state tournament, and it was just shown maybe the worst of all in our Class A final earlier tonight, where both teams were 50% or lower. Second free throw up, and it is in. So White hits the free throw, and Bergen has their first bucket of the ball game. First point of the game, 2-1. Brett Douglas in the left-hand corner, guarded there by White. Gets it inside to Saborn. Turnaround jumper up and in. Trevor Saborn hits it to make it 4-1 Ravenna. Pressure on, and the ball stolen away. Turnover Bergen. Ravenna 2-on-2 the other way. Klosterman attacks but missed it. Good defense that time by Derek White, and the rebound brought down by Nick Jensen. Up the floor they come. Bergen to the top of the circle to Jensen. Jensen to the right-hand wing, now backs it up. Kicks it into the right-hand corner. Holding on to it there will be Spellerberg. Up top, Rasmussen, three-pointer, no good. Rebound brought down by Brett Douglas. So Archbishop's tried a couple of threes, not able to connect. Ravenna gets it back up top. Douglas is going to try a three. It's off the front of the iron, no good. And the rebound is tipped out to Spellerberg, and he's going to be fouled. Reaching in, trying to knock it away after the rebound was Klosterman. That'll be his first. And the second foul on Ravenna. And here comes the first wave of Ravenna substitutions with Sean Payne and Tyson Anderson. And they're also going to bring in Lucas Wilkie. Wilkie sometimes comes in with him, sometimes he doesn't. And right now it will be Archbishop Bergen with the basketball. Josh Boggs did a great job handling the ball last night in their win against Axtell. Spellerberg on the right side, swings it left side to Rasmussen. Rasmussen holds the ball and now has to dribble out of traffic, guarded by Wilkie. Ravenna really getting on him in the man-to-man here. Bergen's going to have to be able to handle the ball. Up top they'll go to Jensen. Jensen fires the shot, no good. Long rebound comes down to Sean Payne. And Payne will hand it off to Connor Baronic. Into the front court, try to get it to Tyson Anderson. And the ball will be kicked out of bounds by Bergen. Checking into the ball game for Archbishop Bergen is going to be number 24, Thomas Wendt. And it will be Baronic basketball in front of us here at the press row into Sean Payne. Got shoved a little bit, but kept his balance over to Tyson Anderson. On the right wing, he has it. Ravenna's up 4-1 early on. 5:20 to go here in the first quarter. Trevor Saborn, left-hand dribble, spins, picks it up. Backdoor cuts there. Connor Baronic layup. Haven't seen many of those in the state tournament, but they finally execute, and Connor Baronic makes it a 6-1 ball game. Three-pointer at the other end is no good by Rasmussen, and we've got a foul on the loose ball. It'll be called on Sean Payne. First foul on Payne, third on the Blue Jays, And Riley Baronic, John Klosterman, and Brett Douglas will come back in. Wilkie comes out. Connor Baronic comes out. And Trevor Saborn comes out. Bergen to throw it in underneath their own hoop. Boggs up top to Rasmussen. Rasmussen drops it into the right-hand corner. Gets it back out to him. Guarded there by Tyson Anderson. 6-1 Ravenna. Under 5 minutes now to go here in the first quarter of our C2 state championship game. Spellerberg tries to fire it down to the low block, getting inside Douglas and laying it up and in is Derek White. White with the first bucket of the ball game for Bergen, 6-3. Up the floor, Klosterman to Tyson Anderson to Brett Douglas. Top of the key, right side. Man-to-man by Bergen. They knew they had to change up that zone. At least they thought. And Klosterman will drive, draw the contact on Wendt. Missed it, got his own rebound, missed it again. Still alive, and Wendt will grab this one for Bergen. Klosterman had a couple good looks, couldn't finish. Spellerberg into the front court here for the Irish. For the Knights, excuse me. The green and white of Archbishop Bergen. Rasmussen back up top to Spellerberg. Swings it over to Boggs. Boggs bounce pass down low. Wendt off the window and scores. Thomas Wendt had a good look. Got behind somebody that didn't see him on the pick. And Ravenna has the lead down to one. Klosterman runs into a man on a blocking foul. Going to be called. Klosterman knew that he had Boggs on his hip and decided to just run him over. And the foul on Boggs will be his first of the basketball game and the first on Archbishop Bergen. And we have got a television timeout with 4 minutes to go in the first quarter of play. Ravenna 6, Archbishop Bergen 5. You're listening to the C2 State Basketball Championship. We're back in a minute.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders asking you to describe us in just 3 words.
3 words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Your farm equipment works hard for you. Trust the experts at Kirshner Implement in Ravenna to service it and get it ready to work hard again this spring. At Kirshner Implement, your John Deere dealer in Ravenna. Good luck, athletes, from Kirshner Implement.
Arrive in style and elegance to your next occasion with Aquila Limo and Prince of the Road. Aquila Limo service is an affordable luxury for any event. Call 888-511-LIMO throughout Central Nebraska. That's 888-511-LIMO. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
The staff and management of Loprino Foods in Ravenna would like to wish the area high school teams best of luck in the game. Loprino Foods is proud to be a part of the Ravenna community. Thank you for the hometown support of Loprino Foods in Ravenna.
The Breeze, 94.5.
As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors as we finish out the 2010 basketball season with the C2 State Boys Final here at the Devaney. Out of the television timeout, it will be Ravenna basketball, leading it 6-5, 4 minutes to go here, first quarter. Connor Baronic drives, kicks it out on the right wing. Klosterman to Douglas in the left-hand corner. Brett tries to drive it. He's going to be cut off there, needs some help. Wendt all over him, gives it to Saborn. Saborn in the lane, leaner, put up off the front of the iron, no good, and then trying to follow his shot is over the back of Curtis Kammerer, who just checked in and got the rebound. The foul on Saborn will be his first. But that's already 4 fouls here on the Blue Jays midway through the first quarter of play. Bergen to throw it in, and Nick Jensen to do so. Expected a lot from Nick Jensen last night and really just didn't get that much offense, averaging 12.5 points a game. He'll bring it across the timeline to Boggs, leaves it in the right-hand corner to Kammerer, and back out top to Boggs. Swings it left side. Also in the ball game for Bergen is Tanner Wirth. High post, left elbow. Here's White. Now he's going to give it to Jensen. Jensen drives and scores. Nick Jensen makes it a 6-0 run here for Archbishop Bergen, and they have their first lead of the game at 7-6. Connor Baronic gives it over to Klosterman, gets it inside to Saborn, and Saborn is going to be shoved by Curtis Kammerer. That'll be his first foul, second team foul on the Knights of Archbishop Bergen. Back into the ball game, Sean Payne. And also into the ball game, Tyson Anderson for Ravenna. Ravenna ball, everybody at the free throw line. Go for that back cut to Klosterman. He'll get underneath. Short jumper no good. Connor Baronic there for the offensive rebound. Back up and in. 6 of the 8 points for Ravenna from Connor Baronic. 8-7 Blue Jays, and Klosterman just ran right into Josh Boggs coming down the floor. And John now picks up his second foul. And if he wants to play a little more in this state championship, you can't make mistakes like that. That was just a kind of foolish for the senior there. He knew better. Ran down the floor, just ran right over him. So that'll send the ball to the sideline here, and Bergen will throw it in. The fifth foul already. They'll try to lob it down low to Wirth. It's tipped, and Boggs will run it down in the corner. He'll have to dribble it out of there for the Knights. Brings it to the top of the circle. Got away with a carry. Leaves it off underneath. Getting by Sean Payne. And a foul is going to be called on the miss of Tanner Wirth. And another one on Ravenna. Six fouls on the Blue Jays. Two on Archbishop Bergen. And we'll see if Archbishop Bergen can shoot the ball any well. The foul is going to be on Lucas Wilkie, it appears. That'll be his first personal foul. Sixth team foul of the half. And again, Archbishop Bergen to throw it in, try to force it into Jensen. He's able to get it away from the double team and scores. And Jensen now makes it 9-8. Archbishop Bergen back on top by one. Saborn into the front court, gives it to Payne outside the arc. Sean back up to Tyson Anderson, and it looks like we got a little collision out there, and one of the Blue Jays got popped. I'm not sure there's a foul. Yeah, there is a foul. It's going to be on Nick Jensen, his first. Looks like trying to fight off that pick, and Trevor Saborn might have caught one in the old schnoz. So as they sort that all out, Riley Baronic's going to come back in. And checking out is going to be Ethan Zorb, who was in there momentarily. Ravenna ball. And they'll get it into midcourt. Into the hands there of Trevor Sabor. Dribbles between the circle. Jump pass. Try to get it to Connor Baronic. And as he tries that back cut, they're going to call a hold on Nick Jensen. Two quick fouls on Jensen. And four fouls on Bergen. We've got 10 fouls called in the first 5 minutes and 40 seconds of this game. Back into the ballgame, Derek White for Bergen. 9-8 Archbishop, 2:20 to go here in quarter number one. And Ravenna ball underneath their own hoop. Connor Baronic lobs it underneath and kicks it right back out to Connor. Wraps it around to Sean Payne, puts it up, has the shot blocked, tries to save it in, and throws it right to us. Good play underneath that time by Derek White. He just blocked the shot of Payne, and Sean could only try and throw it back into play. So after jumping out to a 6-1 lead, Ravenna has struggled with one bucket, and that was a putback by Connor Baronic. And that came at the 3-minute mark, just a little over a minute ago. Into the front court with it. Here comes Archbishop Bergen, and we've got too many whistles and another hand check foul on the drive there of Tanner Wirth, and Wirth will go to the line because that is the seventh team foul on Ravenna. 2 minutes to go in the first quarter and already in the bonus. One and one coming up here now for Tanner Wirth. And the free throw is on the way, no good. And the rebound brought down by Tyson Anderson. Anderson will push the ball up the floor. Gives it off to Riley Baronic on the left wing. Riley dribbles to the top and gives it to Connor. Swings it right side to Sean Payne outside the arc, guarded there by White. Payne holds it and finally gives it off to Connor Baronic, right corner, tries to dribble out of traffic. They've got him double-teamed, comes to the baseline. Great pass to Payne, layup up and in, and a foul to go along with it. Sean Payne will go to the line to shoot the free throw and complete the three-point play. The foul is on Patrick Rasmussen, his first of the 15 foul. Back in for Bergen is John Spellerberg. And Sean Payne will go to the line for the first free throw attempt of the night for Ravenna. And Payne puts the free throw up and around and in. So Payne completes the three-point play, 11-9. Bergen gets the ball in, trapped in the corner there is Wirth, throws over the top of it, and here come the Knights. Into the front court with it is going to be Rasmussen. Bergen basketball into the hands of Wendt. Wendt comes into the lane, puts the jumper up, no good. Ball swatted around, and Connor Baronic will get his second rebound. Tyson Anderson in the front court, back to Connor. Oh, wow, how far is that three off the front of the iron? That was a 28-footer. And the three-pointer, the second attempted for Ravenna. Of course, so much magic here for Connor last year in the state championship. Tried one there. And a walk at the other end on Thomas Wendt, trying the head fake. Just the second turnover for Archbishop Bergen. Ravenna has turned it over one time as well, the official stats say. I don't remember when that was. 108 to go here in the quarter. But Connor Baronic hadn't shot in a while. He decided, I'm going to put this one up from about 28 feet. Hit off the front of the rim, no good. Ravenna 11, Archbishop Bergen 9. Here on KLIQ-FM, Hastings, K. KICS, Hastings, KXPN, Kearney. Pick and roll to Anderson. Anderson attacks and scores. Nice pass from Saborin, and it's 13-9. 50 seconds to go here in the quarter, and Ravenna up by 4. Underneath, here comes a little scoop shot by Tanner Wirth. Lost him in that double team, and Wirth got out of there and knocked it down. Still 40 seconds to go in the quarter. Riley Moronic has it. Swings it right side. I think Coach Paul Moronic wants to play for one, but they can't hear him. Underneath to Anderson. He's open, but they wave it off and call a walk. Turnover on the Blue Jays, and back over to Bergen with 30 seconds to go here in the quarter. Back into the ball game for Archbishop. It's going to be Nick Jensen, and Jensen has to be a little careful here because he's picked up two fouls. Klosterman has two fouls for Ravenna, and he is on the bench right now. In the ball game to John Spellerberg, and Spellerberg brings it up across the timeline with 25 seconds to go into the hands of Nick Jensen. Jensen drives into the paint, kicks it into the corner. Rasmussen for three. Comes up short, no good. Offensive rebound put back up and in, and a foul. Nick Jensen will go to the line. Nick Jensen with a good push to the hoop after getting the offensive board. Not sure that they told us who the foul was on. But at the line to shoot the free throw will be Nick Jensen. Now they tell us it's on Brett Douglas, his second. That is the 18th foul of the first quarter on Ravenna. 15 seconds to go in the first quarter, and Bergen now has a chance to take the lead back. We are tied at 13. And the left-handed Nick Jensen looks for his seventh point of the quarter and can't get it. It's short. And Sean Payne pulls down his second rebound. Up the floor come the Blue Jays. Still time to get a good shot. Klosterman with it into the right-hand corner with 7 seconds. Klosterman gives it off to Connor Moronic. Long three up and in, and that'll be the end of the first quarter of play. After one quarter of play, your score, the Ravenna Blue Jays 16 and the Archbishop Bergen Knights 13. You're listening to the boys' C2 State Basketball Championship on ESPN Radio and the Breeze 94.5. We'll be back in a minute.
For fresh flowers, dried arrangements, candy bar bouquets, gift baskets, candles, lotions, and more, visit Petals and Pictures in Ravenna. They feature a scrapbook section with supplies and a workroom. Buy some flowers and scrapbook for hours at Petals and Pictures in downtown Ravenna.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches. Thanks for your dedication from Zorb Farms in Litchfield.
Hogan's has it, so when you're finished cheering on your favorite team at the state basketball tournament, come in for our spring fling sale. You'll save 10 to 20% on baseball, softball, and track equipment and shoes through the end of March. Hogan's has it, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the Bob Devaney Sports Center here in Lincoln, where we are ready for the second quarter of action of the boys' C2 state championship game. Ravenna leading it by a score of 16-13 after Connor Moronic hits that three right before the buzzer, and he has 9 points. Here's that backdoor lob to Klosterman. Oh, he's undercut, and he made it. And a foul going to be called on Spellerberg. Klosterman thought he was going to get called for the foul. Ravenna start doing this in the state tournament where they take advantage of those long threes that they shoot. And instead of shooting a three, it's actually a backdoor lob. And Sean Klosterman now has a chance at a three-point play. Spellerberg with his first foul. And the free throw is up and in. And that'll make it 19-13. Ravenna with their biggest lead of the game now, a 6-0 run. Spellerberg, fast break the other way, throws through the paint, and they'll kick it back out on the wing to Boggs. Boggs between the circles, gets it into the hands of Wendt. Thomas down the middle of the lane, puts the jumper up, rattles around and in. Wendt with his second bucket of the ball game. And here come the Blue Jays. Fast break, not wasting any time. Rasmussen on Connor Moronic. Connor on the right wing. Bounces it back out top to Klosterman, to Riley Moronic, into the left-hand corner to Saborn. One dribble, back out to Moronic. And now into that 1-3-1 zone. So Bergen played man in the first quarter. Now they've went to that 1-3-1 zone here in the second quarter. And Ravenna throwing around it. Riley Moronic's going to shoot the three, and it's just a little short. Josh Fongs will pull down the rebound. Ravenna is 1 of 4 from three-point land. And at the other end, Boggs throws it away. Klosterman with the steal. Turnover number 3 for the Knights. And at the other end, the jumper is up and in. So Bourne had to do a little lean back as the momentum took him under the hoop. 21-15 Ravenna. The pace definitely has picked up. Patrick Rasmus in the left-hand corner to Boggs, and Bergen still facing that man-to-man for Ravenna. 6:35 to go, first half, 21-15 Ravenna. Boggs for 3, on the way, no good. Backside rebound, pulled down by Rasmussen, no, by Spellerberg, excuse me, underneath to Rasmussen, and Rasmussen crashes over a defender and gets the charge. Saborin hangs in there and draws the charge on Patrick Rasmussen. That'll be his second foul. On the floor for Ravenna now, it's going to be Klosterman, Saborin, Douglas, Connor Baronic, and Tyson Anderson. And they lead it by 6, looking for more against the zone, and they throw it away. Trying a long pass over to Connor Baronic and toss it out of bounds for their second turnover. Ravenna is led by Connor Baronic with 9, 4 for Trevor Saborin. For Archbishop Bergen, Nick Jensen has 6, and Thomas Wendt now has 4. Into the front court with it. A little skip by Tanner Worth, and he'll give it over in the right-hand corner to Spellerberg. Back up top, they'll go to Wendt. Wendt goes to Boggs on the left wing. Trying to find a pick, comes the baseline, dishes it back into the paint to Spellerberg. Didn't want it, gives it to Wendt. Wendt down the middle, he's got an easy layup. So good ball movement there by the Knights. San Ravenna is up by 4, and then they turn it over. Third turnover for the Blue Jays. Up the floor they come, taking it all the way to the hoop. The shot is up, rattles out, no good. Ooh, a shove. Brett Douglas shoving Derek White right in the back after the Worth miss. That's got to be on Douglas, I think. And that'll be his second. Maybe it's his third. Ninth team foul. Yeah, that's the third on Brett. And he has got to come out of the basketball game. At the line to shoot 2 is going to be Derek White. No, they're going to say 1-1. It's at the sub coming in. Nick Jensen will come in for the shooter. So a 1-1 here with the seventh team foul. The free throw is up and in. 4 points for Derek White. And the second free throw awaits him. 21-18 Ravenna, 5:40 to go in the first half. Blue Jays trying to repeat as state champions with a few different kids contributing. Second free throw is no good, and the rebound is brought down by Tyson Anderson. Blue Jays will push it into the front court over to Riley Baronic. Open 3 on the way, and it's just a little short again. Rebound brought down by Worth, and here comes Tanner, guarded by Tyson Anderson, one-on-one in the backcourt. And he's able to get it across the timeline. 5:20 to go before halftime. Ravenna holding on to a 3-point lead. And a chance to tie here for Bergen, but they have not made a 3 in 5 attempts. Right-hand corner driving in hard is Kammerer, and he'll put it up and in. Curtis Kammerer finding room along the baseline makes it 21-20. Ravenna basketball, right side to Saborin. Against the zone here, Ravenna seems to have a little more problem. Anderson for 3, it won't go. Sean Payne, though, has the rebound. Gives it to Riley Baronic for 3, and that is no good. And the rebound brought down by Josh Boggs. So the 3's not falling for Ravenna. They are 1 of 7 in the basketball game, and at the other end, a travel called on the Knights. Therefore, turnover, and we have a television timeout. With 4:39 to go in the first half of our C2 Boys State Basketball Championship, Ravenna 21, Archbishop Bergen 20. We're back in a minute.
At Town & Country Bank, they believe that a bank is more than just a business. It's a vital part of the community. So stop into one of the offices in Ravenna, Pleasanton, Litchfield, or Kearney. Town & Country Bank, a hometown bank with a big interest in serving you.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches. Thanks for your dedication from Zorb Farms in Litchfield.
Good luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays. Plus a reminder that for all of your Golden Harvest seeds, call Larry and Gary Barrett. For quality seeds that grow like the winning reputation of the Ravenna Blue Jays, it's Golden Harvest. So call Larry or Gary Barrett today for your Golden Harvest seeds for spring planting.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to high school basketball on the Breeze, KLIQFM.com, and Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda with you on this championship Saturday. We're down to the final championship here in C2. Out of the television timeout, Ravenna leading Archbishop Bergen 21-20. Here's that backdoor lob again. Klosterman's there, and he puts it up and in. John Klosterman with his fifth point of the basketball game, 23-20. He led the Blue Jays in scoring last night, and driving down the middle of the lane, Nick Jensen lost the ball. Picked up by Saborn. Coast to coast, has it blocked from behind. Blocking the shot, Tanner Wirth. Here comes Archbishop Bergen the other way. Jensen trying to go coast to coast. Pulls up in the paint, leaves it underneath. Foul, shot good. Foul on Connor Moronic. And hitting the bucket is going to be Curtis Kammerer. A chance for a three-point play, which could tie the game up. First foul on Connor. 10th team foul. And they actually called it on Klosterman, and that is his third. Uh-oh. Free throw up and in. They didn't call it on Connor Moronic. They called it on Klosterman. We're tied at 23. 13 apiece is the last tie. Connor Moronic for three. Overshot everything that time. And the rebound brought down by Tanner Wirth. He'll go fast break the other way. A game of many runs. Right now, Bergen is on one. They were down by six, and they're on a 7-1 run. On the right wing with it is going to be Curtis Kammerer. Up top he goes. Swings it left side to Josh Boggs. Boggs swings it right side. Bergen with the basketball. Up top with it is going to be Wirth. Right side against this Ravenna man-to-man. High post Jensen. He's going to take the pull-up jumper from 15. It's no good. And the ball is punched into the hands of Connor Moronic. I got him with three rebounds so far in the basketball game. To Klosterman, who stays in with the three fouls. To Connor Moronic, got his man in the air and draws the foul on Evan Stober. Stober just checked in his first, and Connor will go to the line to shoot two. He had nine in the first quarter, yet to score here. Got some good news from Omaha for UNK fans. 174-pounder Marty Usman has just won the national championship in Division II wrestling. The free throw is up, and it is in for Connor Moronic, now with 10 game-high points. Coming into the game is Spencer Cremosta and Sean Payne. So Spencer comes in for a little bit of a time here in the first half of the state championship. The 6'1 senior. Free throw, Connor Moronic up, and no good. Rebound brought down by Stover. So he hits one of two, and it's 24-23 Ravenna. Tanner Wirth with it. I'll tell you what, Bergen's playing some different kids in longer minutes than they did last night. Maybe trying to stay a little quicker here. And now Anderson knocks the ball out of the hands of Kammerer. Turnover, and here comes Ravenna. Cremosta with it, needs to get rid of it, wraps it around to Tyson Anderson, back out to Spencer Cremosta. He's going to try the three-pointer. It hits the front of the iron, no good. Ravenna can't buy a three. They get an offensive rebound there for Tyson Anderson. Jumper Saborn, no good. Sean Payne grabs it, throws it up with the left hand, and scores. So Payne stays in there and battles, and it's 26-23. Quickly to the other end, Kammerer throws it underneath. Short jumper up and by Tanner Wirth. Archbishop Bergen doing a good job throwing it through the double team most of the time here in the first half. Saborn to Connor Moronic, open three, and that one is no good. Boy, somebody wants to check how well that three-point line is on the floor, I think, if you're a Ravenna fan. Tanner Wirth with the rebound. Jensen to the other end, out of control, throws it up and in. They wave it off, though, and call a foul on the Blue Jays on the floor. It'll still be two shots coming up for Archbishop Bergen. Sean Payne with his second foul. And Nick Jensen will go to the line. He's 0 of 1. Coming up at the half, we'll be bringing you the halftime report brought to you by Allen Superstore. So stay with us, recapping all the day's action. First free throw by Jensen is up and dancing around and in. Into the ball game for Ravenna, Riley Baronic. And for Bergen, Derek White, John Spellerberg. And waiting to check in is Tom Wendt. If Jensen makes it, Wendt will come in. We'll be talking with Adams Central coach Tom Schlechta at the half, get his first half take on this C2 final. He split his two games with Ravenna this year. Second free throw, no good. Sean Payne pulls down his fifth rebound. Blue Jay ball in a tie ball game at 26 with 2 minutes to go in the first half. Around the perimeter, Saborn draws the double team, jump pass to Anderson. Anderson working on Boggs, swings it back to Saborn. Saborn for three. It is no good. Rebound brought down by Bergen. Tanner Worth hustles it up the floor. He'll peel off and go to the top of the key to Jensen. Jensen pulls up from 16 and hit it. Nick Jensen with nine, and Archbishop Bergen has regained the lead. 28-26, Fremont Bergen. Sean Payne, right side to Anderson. Anderson back up top. Ravenna is 1 of 11 from three-point land in this basketball game. They are 0 of 8 in this quarter. Anderson back to Connor Baronic, a minute 15 to go. Connor to the right side. High post, he goes to Bourne. Back out to Connor Baronic. Playing a little catch here. Skip pass over to Anderson. Back to Baronic. Don't know what they're looking for here. There's not a whole lot of movement. Over to Riley Baronic. Riley on the right wing against this zone. Nobody wants to pull the trigger here. Try to get it to Saborn through the double team. Pull up jumper from eight, and he'll hit it. Trevor Saborn with 6 points, and that ties the game again at 28. Baseball pass to Spellerberger in the right-hand corner for Bergen. Bounce pass inside. They get it to the big fella, Derek White. Doesn't get it to go. Might have been a foul. Rebound brought down by Ravenna's Riley Baronic, and he is fouled. There's a couple of knights that collapsed in there. Let's see who the foul's on. It's going to be on Derek White, his first ninth team foul. And checking into the ball game, Ethan Zorb for Ravenna. 28 all with 40 seconds to go here in this first half of play. And Riley Baronic is at the line to shoot the 1-1, tied at 28. And the free throw is on the way, no good. Rebound tipped out, and Trevor Saborn's able to run it down. Saborn gives it to Connor Baronic, and they could play for the last shot here. That's what they're going to do. And it looks like Archbishop is going to let them do it. Connor Baronic just holding the ball with 25 seconds to go. Don't forget, we've got the halftime report coming up, so stay with us. Also from wrestling, UNK finishes third. Tie for third with Upper Iowa at the national championship. 10 seconds to go. Saborn dribbles into the double team. Back to Connor. Top of the key for the three. This time it's no good. And an over-the-back foul going to be called on Archbishop Bergen. Derek White going over the top of Trevor Saborn. His second foul and the 10th team foul. And they're going to actually send to the line Ethan Zorb. So Zorb will be at the line. Ethan has only scored 8 points all year long. He does not shoot the ball. He's got a chance here, though, to shoot two free throws, and the first one is too strong. Archbishop fans right behind the hoop making noise. Ravenna's going to bring in Lucas Wilkie and also Mark Cremosta. There's 4.5 seconds remaining in the first half. Ravenna trying to take the lead to the halftime locker room here. Ethan Zorb can maybe give him that if he makes the free throw. It is up, and it is no good. Rebound can't be grabbed. It's going to go out of bounds. Ooh, and Zorb goes up into the stand, jumping over a photographer. The ball will belong to Bergen. And there's actually a television timeout with 2 seconds to go before the half. We're tied at 28 and back in 30 seconds.
The prescription for success in today's world is teamwork. We should know. We're Swanless Pharmacy. Good luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays in the game from Ravenna's prescription leader. Stop into Swanda's in Ravenna for gifts and cards, too.
When you need real estate, appraisal, or insurance from someone you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska with offices in Loup City, Ravenna, and Shelton. We are here to cover all your needs. Good luck, area athletes from RAI of Nebraska.
Ever wonder why Ravenna has such great athletes? It's all those great cooked meals at the Dewdrop. The Dewdrop is serving up home-cooked meals 24 hours a day and a large side of small-town hospitality. Proud to support the area high school teams, the Dewdrop in Ravenna.
Ravenna Superfoods is a place for big-town savings with a large touch of hometown service. A proud supporter of the Ravenna Blue Jays on their road to success. Shop Ravenna Superfoods, located downtown Ravenna. Best of luck, teams.
The Breeze, 94.5.
2 seconds remaining here in the half. Bergen has the length of the court. They'll try and lob it to half court, and they do get it, but on the outlet pass, it'll be turned over, and that will take us to halftime. Ball tipped and picked away, and we are all tied up in the C2 Boys State Basketball Championship game here at the half. It's the Ravenna Blue Jays 28 and the Archbishop Bergen Knights 28. Coming up, the Allen Superstore halftime report. We'll take a look at the first half stats of our ball game. We will also be taking a look at what has happened earlier in the contest today, all at the state tournament. And Coach Tom Schlechta of Adams Central will give us his first half analysis, because he has seen some of these teams, including Ravenna, a couple of times. But we'll take a break and be back in 1 minute on ESPN Radio and The Breeze 94.5.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
For fresh flowers, dried arrangements, candy bar bouquets, gift baskets, candles, lotions, and more, visit Petals and Pictures in Ravenna. They feature a scrapbook section with supplies and a workroom. Buy some flowers and scrapbook for hours at Petals and Pictures in downtown Ravenna. The prescription for success in today's world is teamwork. We should know. We're Swanis Pharmacy. Good luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays in the game from Ravenna's prescription leader. Stop into Swanis in Ravenna for gifts and cards, too.
Where did you get more Superstore? Allen's Superstore. Shopping centered around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you, you, you. Where do you get more? Superstore, Allen's Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Championship Saturday here on The Breeze 94.5 and Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Late night of basketball, and we're glad you're along with us on our Allen Superstore halftime report. C2 Boys Final, Ravenna 28 and Archbishop Bergen 28. Well, the Adams Central Patriots had a chance to play Ravenna twice this year in the conference tournament final, where they won that ball game by a score of 71-55. Then the next week, helping decide the regular season championship, Ravenna won it 65-53. And, of course, Adams Central making it down here to the state tournament, ended up the season at 20-4. And Coach Tom Schlechta joins us. First off, he wants to tell us how just good Ralston is.
You know, Dougie, you are... Fantastic. That was a fantastic introduction. You know, isn't this past your bedtime? It's 10:23, Doug. Aren't you supposed to be in bed right now?
I usually am every single night at 10:23 that there's no basketball. But your ball club had a great season.
Yep.
It didn't go the first half the way you wanted on Thursday. And then Ralston comes out and loses two close games in the semifinals in the consolation. But nobody wants to end on a loss, but just about everybody does. There's only one team in each class that ends on a win. Yep. Hard to believe that, but that's the case, and a great year over there for your kids.
Hey, I appreciate that, Doug. You know, Ralston played extremely well against us, and they have a good ball club. And it was a situation where we weren't really able to challenge them on the boards. And when they played South Sioux that next game, they were within. It was a 2-point ball game with 5 minutes to go. But the Padilla kid for South Sioux at 6'11", he could challenge and rebound the way that we struggle with. And so they had a lot of putbacks against us that they didn't get against South Sioux. That was the difference. Other than that, you know, we shot 29% from the field, but that's because Ralston's a good defensive team. And we missed some shots that if you're going to win down here, you're going to have to hit some of those shots, and we just didn't hit them, and that's just the way it was. But other than that, great season for our kids, and we're extremely excited about what we're looking for, you know, looking forward to next year. But yeah, thanks for all the coverage, Doug, and it was a lot of fun. So.
Well, and speaking of not making shots, Ravenna can't throw a three in right now, and they're still tied in this basketball game. They're 1 of 12 from three-point land, yet overall still shooting 40%. On the other end, Archbishop Bergen is shooting 52%, and they have 22 of their 28 points in the paint. And it's not just because they're a tall basketball team with some forwards. They're making some passes. They're getting some offensive putbacks and some foul problems as well for Ravenna. Could rear its ugly head here in the second half. But give me your assessment of what you've seen so far.
Well, Doug, what we talked about off is the same thing we're talking about here. And you're right. They're getting too many easy buckets. Ravenna's giving too many easy buckets up. However, PB's trying to create some pressure, get some steals, get some runouts. And like you said, they're shooting 1 of 12 from the three-point line, but they're shooting 40% overall, which means, do the math for me, they are 11 of 18 from two, which means, and a lot of those are layups off the steals. And so they're trying to create steals and go the other way. They're maybe overextending a little bit too much. And you said it, in the first game we beat them by 16. The second game they beat us by 12. The difference was in the first game we only shot about 17 or 20 threes. In the second game we shot 38. And so Bergen has only shot 5 three-pointers today. And you made a good point in that Bergen has, what, you said 22 of the 28 points in the paint. And Ravenna's going to have to shut that down a little bit better in the second half. Their wings are going to have to clamp in and make them kick out and shoot a couple contested threes. And so you're dead on right there. I still like Ravenna right now because when you're 1 of 12 and you're Ravenna and you're tied in the state championship game, you got to feel great about that. You got to feel great about that stat.
What about Bergen? They came out and played man-to-man, 16-13. Baranek hits the only three that they made right at the buzzer at the end of the first quarter. And then they switch back to that 1-3-1 zone in the second quarter. It doesn't seem like either one of them have been the answer here. What do you think about the change there?
You know, and you're right there because Ravenna's missed some front-end one-on-ones. Otherwise, they'd probably have 30-plus. I'm not sure that Ravenna's a tough guard. And, man, I think he got out of his man because they're back-cutting a little bit. And I think that's what disturbed him. And I think he'd rather try and shade Baranek. You notice that in their 1-3-1, the guy's always looking where Connor Baranek's at, and they're trying to shade towards him. And, he's going to get some reversal threes, but he's not getting the initial three. So it's going to really come down to maybe what Thiessen Anderson and the Saborn kid do. And if Trevor Saborn and Anderson kid hit a couple threes and Riley, they'll probably have to come out of that zone and go more to a man-to-man. But I think he'll stay zone until they hit some threes.
What about defensively for Ravenna? They're not going to come out of their man-to-man. And now Klosterman and Brett Douglas each have three personal fouls.
You know, I'm going to be honest. I think they've called this game pretty tight. I don't think they're going to call it as tight in the second half. So I would be surprised if the officials called this game as tight in the second half as they did the first. I'm sitting up there with Coach Foster, one of my coaches, and he said, Coach, gosh darn it, both teams are in the bonus in the first quarter. They called it really tight for a championship game. And I don't know, sometimes they say that they call these games tighter in the lower classes than the higher classes. Because I've seen these officials before. They usually don't call it this tight. So I'll be surprised if they call that many fouls early in the second half. So defensively, you know, the biggest thing is Ravenna's got to make sure that they check out because they've gotten some, Bergen's got some putbacks off boards. If they do that, I think they'll be okay. Everything else, they're going to be fine.
And now maybe the most important question, Tom Schlechta, Adams Central head boys basketball coach. If you get the number one pick on Tuesday night, who do you got to win the NCAA tournament?
It's Kentucky. My number one team's Kentucky. Syracuse is number two. It's a no-brainer on that. So if you're doing brackets, you got to take either Kentucky or Syracuse. The only reason you don't take Syracuse is because you think in their 2-3 zone, someone's going to shoot them out of it sometime. And with Kentucky, the only reason you don't take Kentucky is because you think they can't shoot threes because they've struggled hitting the three ball. They're only hitting about four. So
Kentucky, I'll let you in on my little secret. I think I already said it on the show, but I pick Kentucky as the first of the top four out. So
Doug is going to be right. Doug, I will give you a call. We will be talking about that. I'll give you a call on that. So.
Hey, Tom, always a pleasure. Keep up the good work over at Adams Central. Thanks for giving us a few minutes here at the half.
Hey, you got it, Doug. Thank you.
Tom Schlechta, head coach of the Adams Central Patriots, where we're tied at 28 at the half of the Class C2 state championship game. And we'll come back and take a look at the first half stats in 1 minute.
Hi, this is Kurt Johnson, service manager at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep. We have always been your complete service center for oil changes to major engine and transmission repair. But did you know we can handle all your tire and wheel alignment needs as well? We stock many major name brand tires, so we can provide your vehicle with just the right tire to suit your needs. So next time your car is in need of maintenance, repair, alignment, or tires, come see us at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep.
Five Points Bank, the better bank. Go to fivepointsbank.com and check out solutions, products, and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with Five Points Bank. The better bank is just simply better.
Flashback's Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashback's for a taste of history with the original tin ceiling, bared brick walls, and decorated with history from Ravenna, like newspaper clippings from years past. Flashback's Grill Hours, 11 a.m. to 9:30, Monday through Saturday.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And we are back here on the Allen Superstore Halftime Report, tied at 28. We'll take a look at the official stats that they have given us here from the Devaney Center. First of all, for Archbishop Bergen, Nick Jensen, 9 points, 3 rebounds. Derek White, 4 points, 1 rebound. Josh Boggs, 2 rebounds. John Spellenberg, 3 rebounds, has not scored after he had 9 in the first half last night. Tanner Wirth, 4 points, 6 rebounds. Tom Wendt, 6 points and a rebound. Curtis Kammerer, 5 points and a rebound. And Evan Stober has 1 rebound. For Archbishop, 13 points in the first quarter, 15 in the second at the half, 28 points, 19 rebounds, 4 out of 9 from the free throw line, 0 of 5 from 3-point land, 1 block shot and 7 turnovers. Archbishop is, after being 0 of 5 from 3-point land, they're 12 of 18 from 2-point land and shooting 52% overall. For Ravenna, Riley Baronic, 1 rebound, Brett Douglas, 1 rebound, John Klosterman, 5 points, 1 rebound, Trevor Saborn, 6 points, 1 rebound, Connor Baronic, a game-high 10 points and 3 rebounds. Tyson Anderson, 2 points, 4 rebounds. Ethan Zorb, a rebound. And Sean Payne, 2 points and 4 rebounds. Ravenna had 16 points in the first quarter, 12 in the second at the half, 28 points, 17 rebounds, 3 out of 7 from the free throw line, 1 of 12 from 3-point land, and 4 turnovers, shooting 40% for the game. Even though they're 1 of 12 from 3-point land, they're 11 of 18 from 2-point land. And at the half, Ravenna and Bergen are tied at 28. Foul situation for Ravenna, Klosterman and Douglas have 3, 2 on Payne. For Bergen, 2 on Derek White, Nick Jensen, and Patrick Rasmussen. A half a basketball to determine our final state champion, and we'll get to it after this 30-second timeout.
Your farm equipment works hard for you. Trust the experts at Kirshner Implement in Ravenna to service it and get it ready to work hard again this spring. At Kirshner Implement, your John Deere dealer in Ravenna. Good luck, athletes from Kirshner Implement.
The prescription for success in today's world is teamwork. We should know. We're Swanis Pharmacy. Good luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays in the game from Ravenna's prescription leader. Stop into Swanis in Ravenna for gifts and cards, too.
The Breeze, 94.5.
I want to thank our engineers back at the studios, Derek and Steph, for taking care of us in basketball tonight. As we get ready to start the second half, it'll be Archbishop Bergen basketball, tied at 28 with a good crowd on hand. Here we go, our final half of basketball of the season. 28 all, and Josh Boggs just dribbling around in the backcourt, waits for somebody to come help him out, Spellerberg, and Ravenna out in a little bit of a man-to-man here, maybe a chaser zone. They surely wouldn't do that, would they? No, it's going to stay man-to-man. Connor Baronic is guarding Boggs. To the high post, they go to Nick Jensen. Jensen, who should be the big threat here, they try to lob it inside, and somehow White wins the battle and lays it up and in. Derek White with 6 points in the ball game, 30-28, Bergen. Bergen's biggest lead has been 2 on a couple of occasions, and for Ravenna, they've been up by 6 as the pass is swatted into the Ravenna section. Near our top trader, Scotty Kratzer from New West Sports, and thank goodness he hasn't had to do much since Sean Payne split his lip open on opening night. And Connor Baronic to throw it in here is going to have to go to his outlet near midcourt, which is Trevor Saborn. Same 5 starters, Klosterman, Saborn, both Baronics and Brett Douglas for Ravenna. Connor Baronic high post right side to Riley for 3, and it will not go. And the ball is brought down here by Bergen and John Spellerberg. So Ravenna's cold shooting from the outside continues. Riley Anderson's actually had quite a few looks from out there. Him and Connor have combined to shoot most of them. Spin move in the lane, and Jensen can't get it to go. Once he found the hoop, he couldn't get the shot away straight enough. And Connor Baronic will pull down his 4th rebound. Connor brings it all the way into the front court, into the corner to Klosterman. Back to Connor on the low post. He's going to back in on White. Didn't feel like the turnaround jumper to Riley Baronic, and he'll finally hit a three. Riley Baronic with his first bucket of the ball game. 31-30 Ravenna. 6:30 to go, third quarter, here at our C2 State Championship game. Also on the web, KLIQFM.com, ESPNSuperstation.com. Rasmussen with the ball, guarded by Riley Baronic to Spellerberg, lobs it inside. White's there again, up and in, and draws the foul. So Derek White didn't get used that much in the first half. They go to him the first two times here in the second half. 32-31 Bergen. The foul is on Connor Baronic. It'll be his second and the team's first. And at the line to try and complete the three-point play, Derek White. And White will put the free throw on the way, and short, no good. Rebound will be brought down by John Klosterman. 32-31 Bergen, just underway. First 2 minutes here of the third quarter. Klosterman on the right wing to Saborn. Skip pass and stepping in front. Stellerberg makes the steal. Fourth turnover for Ravenna, and then they grab it right back. Archbishop Bergen throws it away as Klosterman got back to take care of business. That's actually the fifth turnover of the game. There were four in the first half officially for Ravenna. High post, they'll go, giving it off from Saborn to Klosterman. Drives right side of the lane. One-hander off the glass, up and in. Klosterman now with seven of the ball game. 33-32 Ravenna. One-point game back and forth here most of the contest. Bergen works it around the perimeter. Josh Boggs. Skip pass right side, Spellerberg. Klosterman really hasn't let him shoot much in the ball game. Spellerberg has only put up one shot, missed a three. Here's Rasmussen for three, comes up short, no good. And Brett Douglas will have his second rebound of the basketball game. Up the floor, Connor Baronic. He'll pull up for the transition three and hit it. Back-to-back threes here for Ravenna. That's usually how it goes. Either you're cold or you're hot, and Ravenna starting to warm up. 36-32. Here's Jensen, and he is going to be called for the charge. Connor Baronic able to take that charge on Nick Jensen. The third foul on Jensen, and the first of the half. And we've got quite a few folks waiting to check in on both sides. Sean Payne, Tyson Anderson, Lucas Wilkie for Ravenna. And for Archbishop Bergen, they'll bring in Tanner Worth and Thomas Wendt. 36-32 in favor of the Blue Jays. 5:08 to go. Nebraska coach Doc Sadler's been in and out, and he's been here for most of the Class A and C2 games tonight. And, of course, one of his players, Ravenna's Drake Baronic, just down the row here from him. Sean Payne with the ball below block. Back to Connor. Connor on the right wing, skips it back out top, swing it over to the left side. Here is Saborn against the double team. Back out top to Anderson. To Saborn to the left side to Wilkie. Well, Wilkie looking for somebody to throw it to in a back cut. He'll take one dribble. Has to go to the corner to Payne. Good defense here this time down the floor by Archbishop Bergen. The Knights have shut Payne down. He'll bounce past it to Saborn, and they'll reset it out to Connor Baronic. Neither team used a timeout of the first half, so both have their full complement of five. Should it get to that point in the game, that's comfortable that you can call a timeout should you need to if you get trapped somewhere along the way. Here's a skip pass into the right-hand corner, and the pass is thrown away. Tanner Worth steps in front. Six turnover, Ravenna. Into the front court come the Knights. Spellerberg back up top to Wendt. Wendt drives into the double team. His shot going to be blocked in there by Tyson Anderson, but run down by Derek White. And Archbishop will get another chance here. Bergen will reset up front, handling the ball as Tanner Worth. High post, trying to get it to Wendt, knocked away from behind by Anderson. Connor Baronic comes out of there with it, all the way to the hoop, off the glass and in. Baronic now has 15 points. And it's 38-32, Ravenna again up by six, equaling their largest lead. Boggs into the front court, gives it off on the right wing, Spellerberg. High post, swings it over here for a three-pointer. It's off the mark that time, no good by Worth. Rebound brought down by Wilkie, and he will be fouled. And Bergen might need a timeout here. They got him to use, but we're also probably pretty close to the TV timeout, and that's exactly what we have. Television timeout here in the boys' C2 State Championship game. 3:29 to go, third quarter, Ravenna 38. Archbishop Bergen 32. We're back in a minute.
At Town & Country Bank, they believe that a bank is more than just a business. It's a vital part of the community. So stop into one of the offices in Ravenna, Pleasanton, Litchfield, or Kearney. Town & Country Bank, a hometown bank with a big interest in serving you.
The staff and management of Loprino Foods in Ravenna would like to wish the area high school teams best of luck in the game. Loprino Foods is proud to be a part of the Ravenna community. Thank you for the hometown support of Loprino Foods in Ravenna.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln with 3:29 to go in the third quarter of play. Ravenna has taken a 38-32 lead on a 10-4 run to start the quarter. And in fact, they're on a 7-0 run now after being behind 32-31. And it is also Blue Jay basketball. Archbishop Bergen has turned it over 10 times now, three here in the quarter, six of the ball game for Ravenna, two here in the quarter. And the Blue Jays will get it into Klosterman. Klosterman will walk the ball up the floor. Bergen will meet him at half court. Curtis Kammerer in the ball game to guard Klosterman. Klosterman dribbles right side, tries to get it to Baronic, and it's tipped off his hands and out of bounds. So Ravenna will turn it over. That is number seven in the ball game for the Blue Jays. Bergen will handle it in. 6-point lead, putting some pressure in the backcourt. Boggs makes sure that he doesn't dribble into the trap. Throws through the double team to Wirth. Wirth's going to attack it, finds the seam, and scores. Tanner Wirth playing a lot better offensively tonight than he did last night. Wirth, the 6'1 senior, averages 6 points. He's got 6 points. Here's Anderson on the right side of the key. Comes to the elbow, stops, kicks it back out, reverse it quickly. Riley Baronic looked at Brett Douglas and said, wait a minute, that's not who I thought it was. Now Brett has it on the left wing. Couple of dribbles back out to Sean Payne. Top of the circle to Klosterman. Klosterman works with a left-hand dribble on Derek White. Gets by him into the paint. Reverse layup. Up and in. Klosterman now with 9 points in the basketball game. 40-34 Ravenna. Into the front court. Kammerer comes to the high post. Nothing there. Kicks it out. And get it into the hands of Went. Back between the circles to Boggs. Boggs will give it to Kammerer. High post they go to Went. And Went will get rid of it again to Kammerer. Skip pass over to the right side. They're looking to get it into Derek White. But White keeps going back and forth on the post, and they don't get it to him. Now driving Went up and around Douglas. He'll put the jumper off the glass and in. Thomas Went with his 8th point of the basketball game. Averages 6 per game, so the bench is contributing a lot more than it did last night. And a timeout's going to be called here by Ravenna as Coach Paul Baronic wants to get a couple of players back into the ballgame in Saborn and Connor Baronic. 1:55 to go here in the third quarter of play. Ravenna 40, Bergen 36, and we'll be back in 30 seconds.
Arrive in style and elegance to your next occasion with Aquila Limo and Prince of the Road. Aquila Limo service is an affordable luxury for any event. Call 888-511-LIMO throughout Central Nebraska. That's 888-511-LIMO. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
The prescription for success in today's world is teamwork. We should know. We're Swanis Pharmacy. Good luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays in the game from Ravenna's prescription leader. Stop into Swanis in Ravenna for gifts and cards, too.
The Breeze, 94.5.
As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors from the Ravenna area and throughout Central Nebraska, making state basketball possible. And out of the timeout, Ravenna turns it over again, and driving to the other end for the uncontested layup is Tanner Wirth. And the lead is right back down to 2. That's not what Coach Baronic was looking for out of the timeout. And now a reach-in foul as they try to knock it out of Connor Baronic's hand. Tanner Wirth with his first personal foul and third team foul. Connor Baronic will throw it in on the right wing here, leading it by 2, 40-38. And he'll lob it all the way into the backcourt, give it to Trevor Saborn. Saborn trying to set up a play left wing. Instead, there's the back cut, and the layup is up and in for Connor Baronic. Everything flowed to the left, and just that quick, he snapped through it back door to Connor Baronic, who now has 17, 7 in the quarter. And the front court, Worth, skip pass over to Went. Went drives into the low block, little short jumper, missed it, still trying for it. And a foul going to be called here on Connor Baronic, battling for the basketball. And that'll be the third on Connor, second foul of the half. And Went just kept battling in there. And the ball will be taken out underneath the hoop here for Bergen. 42-38. Boggs going to lob it all the way to the far corner to Rasmussen. Up on the right elbow, they'll go to Wendt. And he'll go to Wirth, and Wirth just knifes his way right down the middle, lays it up and scores. Nobody is stopping Tanner Wirth. 42-40. He's got 6 in the quarter, 10 in the game. Brett Douglas up top for Ravenna to Riley Baronic. 1 minute to go in the third quarter. Ravenna by 2. Inside Saborn. Spin move over Boggs. He'll put the jumper up. Won't go. Ball's loose. He got it back and scored. Trevor Saborn got it away from Boggs and has his 8th point of the basketball game. 44-40 Ravenna. 44 seconds to go, and Patrick Rasmussen has it here. Third quarter. Between the circles against the man-to-man. Let's see if Fergan plays for the last shot here. And off the bench, Coach Chris Paulson shouting directions. They still move it. Backdoor cut, and they will get a layup off the backdoor cut. Went to work. And it's 44-42. Bergen continues to hang around. 20 seconds to go. Close throughout. Nobody has led by more than 6. Trevor Saborin just dribbles out time. They want to play for the last shot here of this third quarter. Saborin off the pick. Pick and roll. Connor Baronic got caught up. He's trying to get to the ball, and he can't, and it goes out of bounds off of Bergen because Connor Baronic kept pushing and pushing and pushing Wendt, and it actually bounced off his back. Wendt was trying to screen Connor Baronic out. For a minute there, I thought they were going to call Connor for his 4th foul. And a host of subs coming in here for Bergen with 3.5 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Ravenna will have the ball underneath their own hoop. Connor Baronic will throw it in. Let's see if they get it right back to him. Looking, gets it to Tyson Anderson. Inside they go. Tripped up, the ball goes out of bounds. Shoved to the ground with Saborn. No foul. Turnover Ravenna. With 0.5 seconds remaining, Archbishop Bergen will throw it in and let the quarter expire. And we'll go to the fourth quarter in the C2 Boys State Championship game. Ravenna 44, Archbishop Bergen 42. We'll be back with the fourth quarter in 1 minute on ESPN Radio and The Breeze.
Good luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays. Plus, a reminder that for all of your Golden Harvest seeds, call Larry and Gary Barrett. For quality seeds that grow like the winning reputation of the Ravenna Blue Jays, it's Golden Harvest. So call Larry or Gary Barrett today for your Golden Harvest seeds for spring planting.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
For fresh flowers, dried arrangements, candy bar bouquets, gift baskets, candles, lotions, and more, visit Petals and Pictures in Ravenna. They feature a scrapbook section with supplies and a workroom. Buy some flowers and scrapbook for hours at Petals and Pictures in downtown Ravenna.
Ever wonder why Ravenna has such great athletes? It's all those great cooked meals at the Dewdrop. The Dewdrop is serving up home-cooked meals 24 hours a day and a large side of small-town hospitality. Proud to support the area high school team. The Dewdrop in Ravenna.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Doug Duda along with you here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln. It's the final quarter of basketball in 2010. Ravenna leading Archbishop Bergen for the C2 state title, but only by 2, 44-42. Tanner Wirth actually leads Bergen with 12 points. For Ravenna, Connor Baronic has 17, and they get it to him in the low post to start the fourth quarter. He'll kick it out to Riley for the three. It is no good, and the rebound secured by Nick Jensen. Ravenna was just 2 of 3 from beyond the arc last quarter, which improved them to 3 out of 15 in the game from beyond the arc. Ravenna shooting 47%, Bergen shooting 54%. Both teams have really, really worked hard defensively, but also been patient offensively. And we've got a charging foul called on Archbishop Bergen's Derek White. And head coach Chris Paulson didn't like that. Derek White with his 3rd personal foul, 4th team foul. White kind of came off maybe what was a little scrap for the ball and then lost his balance and ran into the Ravenna defender. Not sure if it was a charge or not, but that is what they're going to call. Ball comes up to the top of the circle here. Trevor Saborn swings it over to Connor Baronic. Baronic down to the baseline, Saborn. Give and go. He'll put it up and have a shot blocked. Blocked in there by Nick Jensen, and Bergen has the basketball. Up the floor, Spellerberger gives it to the baseline. There's Derek White. Skip pass comes towards us, and the basketball will put us on TV as Chris Basnett saves his computer, and he's good to go. into the ball game, Sean Payne and Tyson Anderson. But both teams, when they've tried those long skip passes over the zone or the man-and-man, they really have seen a lot of steals, a lot of tip balls like we just saw. Bergen ball to Boggs in the left-hand corner, guarded by Savorin. Back up top they go to Tanner Worth. Worth is back over to Boggs. Boggs holds it. Back up top they'll go to Nick Jensen. Jensen puts it on the floor, into the paint, extends and scores. Nick Jensen with his first bucket of the second half. He has 11, and we are tied at 44. Savorin up the floor behind the back dribble. Now a 360 move up and under the double team. Got it blocked again. I believe that was White that got a hand on it. He made a lot of moves, and Bergen was able to stick with every one of them. 44 all. Bergen basketball looking to regain the lead. Every time Ravenna gets the lead, they come back. Spellerberger for three. It's in and out. No good. Rebound still being fought for. Picked up that time by Wendt. And Worth will be fouled. Worth will go a line to shoot two. Bergen is 0 of 8 from three-point land. Last night, they were 6 of 8. And that is a huge difference here in a tie ball game. And two free throws. First one is up, and it's going to rattle home, and Bergen has regained the lead, 45 to 44. The foul was on Sean Payne, his third. Second free throw for Worth. No good. Long rebound, and Sean Payne is going to capture that one. And for Sean, that's his sixth rebound of the basketball game. Into the front court, Trevor Savorin. Ravenna looking to get the lead back here. Sean Payne, top of the key. Holds the ball back to Savorin on the left wing. Trevor up top to Klosterman. Klosterman, one-on-one, cut off there by Jensen. Gives it to Connor Baronic, into Savorin. Savorin tries to make an extra pass, but it's swatted out of bounds by Derek White. And we've got a TV timeout on the floor. 5:52 to go in the championship. It's now Archbishop Bergen 45, Ravenna 44. We're back in 1 minute.
The prescription for success in today's world is teamwork. We should know. We're Swanis Pharmacy. Good luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays in the game from Ravenna's prescription leader. Stop into Swanis in Ravenna for gifts and cards, too.
Hogan's has it, so when you're finished cheering on your favorite team at the state basketball tournament, come in for our spring fling sale. You'll save 10 to 20% on baseball, softball, and track equipment and shoes through the end of March. Hogan's has it, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
For fresh flowers, dried arrangements, candy bar bouquets, gift baskets, candles, lotions, and more, visit Petals and Pictures in Ravenna. They feature a scrapbook section with supplies and a workroom. Buy some flowers and scrapbook for hours at Petals and Pictures in downtown Ravenna.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Basketball action continues with 5:52 to go in our game, and it will be Ravenna ball underneath their own hoop. Throwing it in, Connor Baronic. Connor into Sean Payne on the low post, kicks it back out to Savorin. Backs in, nothing there. Kicks it out on the wing to Connor Baronic, and Bergen is back to a man-to-man. They've played man, they've played zone, they're playing man right now. Klosterman to the top of the key, looking for that back cut. Payne, nothing there. Connor Baronic comes back out. He's on the weak side. Klosterman has the ball. Now gives it to Connor. Off the pick, open lane. Gets his man in the air, puts it up and scores. 19 for Connor Baronic. 46-45 Ravenna. Quick pass up the floor and looking for some room. We got a whistle and a blocking foul called on Ravenna because Tanner Worth got down there so quick. Ravenna turned around and got eaten up. Connor Baronic has just been called for his fourth personal foul. The leading scorer, I believe that's the fourth on Connor. And Bergen to throw it in. Up top they'll go. Might have called it on Tyson Anderson, actually. That would be a better deal. Anderson with his first. With it, Bergen. Down one. With it is going to be Nick Jensen. Jensen holding on the left wing. Kicks it back up top to Spellerberg. Sullerberg gives it back over to Jensen. Jensen wants to drive the lane. They want to clear the lane. They double in, and Tyson Anderson steals the ball away. First turnover of the fourth quarter on either team, all the way to the other end. Klosterman, scoop shot up and in. 11 points for John Klosterman. 48-45 Ravenna with back-to-back buckets. 4:45 to go in the game. Nick Jensen has the basketball in this C2 state final. Close throughout. Been a pretty good one to end the night on so far. Boggs with it up top. Bounce pass on the right wing. They'll get it to Worth. Worth decides to drive. Runs out of real estate. No, a blocking foul on Sean Payne. Oh, Sean gave him real good defense and needed to give him one more step because he was going to run right out of bounds. And for Sean, that is his fourth personal foul. He has four. Brett Douglas has three. Connor Baronic has three. John Klosterman has three. Fifth team foul on Ravenna. Most of those were in the first half. Bergen will inbound it to Jensen. Ball fake. Got Anderson in the air, but didn't drive by him. Now calling four to the left-hand corner is Tanner Worth. Open three. Missed it. Offensive rebound. Spellerberg missed it. And then Worth is over the back of Connor Baronic. So the second foul on Tanner Worth. 15 foul on Bergen. But Archbishop Bergen had some opportunities there to get that put back. And it's 48-45 Ravenna. Archbishop Bergen down by three, and it's Ravenna basketball. And up the floor with it is going to be Trevor Saborin. Saborin working on Boggs. Right-hand corner to Connor Baronic. A bunch of sophomores trying to lead him to a state title for the second year in a row. Baronic on the low block. Kicks it out for a three. Klosterman, and he got it. John Klosterman with 14 in the game, and it's now 51-45. And for like the sixth time tonight, Ravenna's up by six. Can Bergen come back yet again? 3:45 to go. Boggs gives it into the left-hand corner to Worth. Worth driving on Baronic. Kicks it into the right-hand corner. Three-pointer, Jensen, and he buries it. Nick Jensen hits the first three-pointer of the game for Bergen in 10 attempts. 51-48 is the score. Brett Douglas with the basketball at the top of the circle. Swings it over on the left wing to Klosterman inside Anderson. Anderson up and under move, and they call him for a travel. Anderson made one too many moves, and that'll be the 10th turnover on the Blue Jays. 12 have been called here on Archbishop Bergen. And Sean Payne going to check in. Don't forget when we are all done, the post-game show brought to you by Sylvan Learning Center and Misco Sports on ESPN Radio and the Breeze. Bergen will get the ball to Nick Jensen. Jensen with 14 points to lead the way for Bergen, and he gets it on a give and go. Dries puts it up too strong. White the rebound, though. Put it up, and he missed the bunny. Rebound brought down by Trevor Saborn, and in the backcourt, a foul going to be called. They thought they had made the steal and the layup. But a whistle and a foul on Boggs. Josh Boggs with his third personal foul and sixth team foul. Boggs, not much of a scorer. Last night in the ball game, had seven in the first half and didn't score again. He hasn't scored at all tonight. And that foul will be the sixth team foul. It's also a TV timeout. And our final TV timeout with 3:08 to go in the championship. Ravenna 51, Archbishop Bergen 48. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Morning. I was in the neighborhood and I need to pick up a few things, so hey, I can't move my feet. It's like they're glued to the floor.
Oh, it happens all the time. You get that tar from out there in the parking lot stuck in your shoes. Hang on, buddy. I'll go get the crowbar.
Just another example of what could have been avoided by paving with concrete and choosing Deaker Construction as your contractor. Deaker Construction specializes in residential and commercial construction. Count on Deaker Construction in Hastings for quality workmanship and attention to detail.
When you need real estate, appraisal, or insurance from someone you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska with offices in Loup City, Ravenna, and Shelton. We are here to cover all your needs. Good luck, area athletes from RAI of Nebraska.
The staff and management of Loprino Foods in Ravenna would like to wish the area high school teams best of luck in the game. Loprino Foods is proud to be a part of the Ravenna community. Thank you for the hometown support of Loprino Foods in Ravenna.
The Breeze, 94.5.
As possession timeout. Ravenna will have the ball. Bergen tries to put some pressure on. Ravenna gets it in and across the timeline with no problem. 3 minutes to go in the game. Ravenna 51 and Bergen 48. Klosterman one-on-one on the right side with Jensen. Picks his dribble up top to Saborn. Left-hand corner, Connor Baronic working there on Worth. Gets inside, needs some help. Kicks it back out, and it's going to go out of bounds. Ravenna turns it over. Good defense by Tanner Worth. Ravenna's second turnover here in the fourth quarter and 11th of the basketball game. Pretty close on the turnovers. Bergen 12, Ravenna 11. Rebounds 28, Bergen 25, Ravenna. Free throws, 5 of 12 for Bergen, 3 of 7 for Ravenna. There has not been good free throw shooting the whole tournament. That could come into play late. With it is Josh Boggs. A three will tie. They finally made one after 9 straight misses to start the game. Their last attempt by Nick Jensen. Jensen has it up top to Worth, who has played so much better tonight than he did yesterday and has played a lot more minutes. Worth will back it out. Connor Baronic on him, the man-to-man off the pick. They switch. They kick it into the corner. Here's Jensen for three. That's off the heel. No good. And the ball is tipped down to Ravenna. Tyson Anderson has his fourth. And we're down to 2:10 to go in the championship. Still to be decided. 51-48 Ravenna. Get it out to Klosterman. Spellerberg jumps right out at him. 6 fouls so far on Bergen, 5 on Ravenna. Blue Jays basketball. They get it to Anderson, left elbow. He decides to come into the paint and then kick it out on the wing to Connor Baronic. 1:50 to go in the game. Into the front court, right side, Klosterman to Connor Baronic, and just reaching around and committing the foul is going to be Tanner Worth, and they got tangled up and went into the table over there, but they're okay. Tanner Worth with his third personal foul. It's the 7th team foul, and it will put Connor Baronic to the line to shoot a 1-1. He is 1 of 2, and he has a game-high 19 points so far tonight. Into the ball game for Bergen is going to be Thomas Wendt, and also Patrick Rasmussen comes in. Role players really helped them defeat Axtell last night, just a couple of buckets by Wendt and Rasmussen. As Baronic hits the free throw up, and it rolls off the rim, no good. Coming in for the rebound, Ravenna tried to steal it away from Wendt, but falling out of bounds with it was Tyson Anderson. But another missed free throw, and Ravenna is 3 of 8 from the line. 1:41 to go. Bergen will get it into Boggs. Down by 3, 51-48, Ravenna with the lead. Boggs into the front court, guarded there by Saborn and the man-to-man. Right side, they'll go to Worth. Worth back up top to Wendt. Wendt looks left, now goes to Rasmussen, who pops out to take the ball. Bergen hasn't called a timeout in the game. Ravenna has 4 of theirs to go, so plenty of strategy can be talked about if they want. Tanner Worth on the left wing, crossover dribble, now dumps it into the right-hand corner. Can't get the 3 away with Rasmussen, so they'll reset. Up top, Worth again into the corner to Rasmussen. Rasmussen covered well over there by Klosterman. We're down to 1 minute to go in the championship. Driving in is going to be Boggs. Throws it up, no good. Rebound pulled down by Ravenna's Trevor Saborn. And Saborn will push it into the front court and give it off to Klosterman. To Baronic, 48 seconds to go. 51-48 Blue Jays. Klosterman back to Connor Baronic. And Coach Chris Paulson tells his kids to play defense here. Now Connor drives in 2-on-1 to Payne. Back out top 30 seconds. They're going to have to foul eventually. And there it is. Boggs reached in, trying to punch it away from Saborn. Made the smart play. That's the 4th foul on Josh Boggs. And at the line to shoot a 1-and-1 will be Trevor Saborn. I'm just shocked that Coach Chris Paulson is not using some of his timeouts. He could use it here to freeze. He could use it to talk strategy. 31 seconds to go. And a 1-and-1 coming up. And for Saborn, this is his first free throw of the championship, and it is good. It's a 4-point lead for Ravenna. 52-48, and now a timeout has been called by Bergen, their first of the game. 31 seconds to go. It's a full-length timeout. We'll be back in 1 minute. Ravenna leads at 52-48.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
At Town & Country Bank, they believe that a bank is more than just a business.
It's a vital part of the community. So stop into one of the offices in Ravenna, Pleasanton, Litchfield, or Kearney. Town & Country Bank, a hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. Ravenna Superfoods is a place for big town savings with a large touch of hometown service. A proud supporter of the Ravenna Blue Jays on their road to success. Shop Ravenna Superfoods located downtown Ravenna. Best of luck, teams.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches. Thanks for your dedication from Zorb Farms in Litchfield.
The Breeze, 94.5.
As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors as we've got 31 seconds remaining here in regulation. Ravenna leads at 52-48, and Trevor Saborn to shoot his second free throw, and it'll rattle home. 10 points for Saborn, 53-48. Bergen is 1 of 11 from three-point land. Worth brings it into the front court to Jensen. He's the one that made it. Jensen's going to drive, kick it out. Three-pointer Worth on the way, and he hit it. And timeout, Bergen. Tanner Worth nails his first three of the game, and he's got a team-high 16, and Archbishop Bergen is still around. Ravenna 53, Bergen 51. It's going to be a 30-second timeout here for Bergen with 20 seconds remaining. The key, though, is it's a two-point game right now and not a one-point game after that because they hit both free throws from Trevor Saborn. For Ravenna, tonight, Klosterman 1 of 1, Saborn 2 of 2, Connor Baronic actually 1 of 3, Riley Baronic 0 of 1, and Ethan Zorb went 0 of 2 earlier, Sean Payne 1 of 1 at the line. 5 of 10 of the ball game for Ravenna, if you're looking at maybe who they'll be looking to foul. If they were just looking at tonight, they'd say Connor Baronic, but you'd have to say him and Saborn are the best free throw shooters. 20 seconds to go. Ravenna 53 and Bergen 51. And they will face full court pressure. Ravenna to throw it in. Here we go. Connor Baronic to do so. He wants Klosterman. He finds Klosterman. They'll try and trap in the backcourt. Nope, they're just going to foul. They're going to foul with 16 seconds. Curtis Kammerer, I thought maybe they were going to try and force the 10-second count. And it's still a 1-1 because that is the 19th foul of the half on Bergen. John Klosterman, who is 1-1 at the line and has 14 points, 1-3 Blue Jays in double figures. And a timeout has been called here just as they were getting ready to throw the ball out there to John Klosterman. And so this is where Coach Chris Paulson wants to use his timeouts. He's used three of them here in 15 seconds. This is going to be another 30-second timeout. 16.8 seconds to go in the ball game. It is Ravenna 53 and Archbishop Bergen 51. Ravenna trying to win their third state championship in the last 6 years. They won it in 05. They won it in 09. Last year, the defending champ, and now trying to pick it up here in 2010. They were the runner-up back in 2006. And of course, in 2008, they came down, and they were really kind of the favorite. They were expected to make it into the championship game and possibly win it, and they were upset by 1 point by Grand Island Central Catholic, and then they came back in the semifinals, and then they came back with a huge, huge win last year with a team that really not a lot of people thought would contend for the championship, where most of these kids that are playing tonight were freshmen. Of course, you had Adam Mingus and that crew, but now they're having a chance to repeat, but we're far from over. As we come back to action here, Klosterman at the line to shoot a 1-1. 53-51 Ravenna. 16 seconds remain. The free throw is up, and it is good. John Klosterman hits the free throw. Ravenna can put this away if they keep hitting the free throws. And checking in, Patrick Rasmussen for Bergen. And checking out is Nick Jensen. Jensen has 14 points and has hit one of the threes. Surprised that that's who's coming out. Second free throw, Klosterman up, and it is in. And it's still a four-point game now, 55-51, and here comes Bergen. Up the floor with it is Tanner Worth. Midcourt with 13. They went for the steal, didn't get it. Into the corner to Rasmussen. Down low to White, and it's stolen away. Ravenna steals. Up to Anderson. He'll put it up. And he will not make it, but there is a whistle and a foul called. might have been goaltending, because once again they grabbed the net when that ball looked like it could have went in, and at the line to shoot two, Tyson Anderson, but that steal should take care of business. 55-51 Ravenna. And two shots coming up here for Tyson Anderson. And the free throw is on the way and in. Just the third point of the game for Anderson. 56-51. And Coach Paul Baronic wants to call a timeout to go over some strategy here. With 4.5 seconds remaining, it's Ravenna 56 and Bergen 51. We will be back in 30 seconds.
Hi, this is Kurt Johnson, service manager at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep. We have always been your complete service center for oil changes to major engine and transmission repair. But did you know we can handle all your tire and wheel alignment needs as well? We stock many major name brand tires, so we can provide your vehicle with just the right tire to suit your needs. So next time your car is in need of maintenance, repair, alignment, or tires, come see us at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, Coach Paul Baronic believes that this ball game is over because Coach Baronic has just checked in Josh Crowell. He has been suited up here in the state tournament, played just a couple of games earlier this year, but with the concussion and the shoulder injury, they decided that his season should be over, and now he just kind of going to stand on the floor as a senior to help enjoy the moment here for the Blue Jays as they are about ready to wrap up back-to-back Class C2 state championships with 4.5 seconds to go. 56-51 Ravenna. The second free throw is coming up for Tyson Anderson. And Anderson will put the free throw up, and it is in. 57-51. Long pass down the floor, Bergen. They'll get a three-pointer on the way by White. It's off the mark, no good, and it is all over. The Ravenna Blue Jays have repeated as the 2010 State High School C2 Boys Champions with a 57-51 win over the Archbishop Bergen Knights. Ravenna will end the season at 25-3, and Archbishop will end the season at 22-4. What a great, great season for Ravenna, and they had to bounce back from a devastating loss in just the second game of the year where they were just trounced by Grand Island Central Catholic, and then they were knocked off their number one perch in the district final by Axtell. Many thought that they would get another shot at Axtell. Archbishop Bergen knocked them off last night and then played Ravenna right down to the wire here this evening. So Ravenna, the C2 state champions, 57-51 over Archbishop Bergen. We will take a timeout and be back with our Sylvan Learning Center postgame show in 1 minute on The Breeze and ESPN Radio.
Good luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays. Plus, a reminder that for all of your Golden Harvest seeds, call Larry and Gary Barrett. For quality seeds that grow like the winning reputation of the Ravenna Blue Jays, it's Golden Harvest. So call Larry or Gary Barrett today for your Golden Harvest seeds for spring planting.
Your farm equipment works hard for you. Trust the experts at Kirshner Implement in Ravenna to service it and get it ready to work hard again this spring. At Kirshner Implement, your John Deere dealer in Ravenna. Good luck, athletes, from Kirshner Implement. Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
This is the Sylvan Postgame Show on The Breeze 94.5, brought to you by Sylvan Learning Centers.
Help your child get headed in the right direction this school year. The Sylvan team will take the time to develop a personalized program that will achieve lifelong success for your child. Whether it's building core academic skills and filling in the gaps, improving study habits, getting them prepared for college, or providing focused help in one subject, Sylvan can help. To learn more, call Sylvan today at 1-800-EDUCATE or visit us on the web at www.educate.com.
Now, let's go back for a recap of tonight.
And welcome back to the post-game show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. And, of course, to our friends on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Ravenna has finished off the 2010 high school basketball season by winning the Class C2 state championship. I don't know if we'll get a chance to talk with Coach Paul Baronic because the newspaper and TV does that right away. And then, of course, it is off to the championship medal presentation, which we can definitely understand. It's a late night of basketball, 11:15 here at the Devaney Center, and we always want to thank our fine sponsors. We'll look at the first half stats. We'll look at the second half stats, the final stats of the ball game, and then get you out of here on that championship note. We'll take another break and be back with the numbers in 1 minute.
Arrive in style and elegance to your next occasion with Aquila Limo and Prince of the Road. Aquila Limo service is an affordable luxury for any event. Call 888-511-LIMO throughout Central Nebraska. That's 888-511-LIMO. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Flashbacks Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashbacks for a taste of history with the original tin ceiling, bared brick walls, and decorated with history from Ravenna, like newspaper clippings from years past. Flashbacks Grill Hours, 11 a.m. to 9:30, Monday through Saturday.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches. Thanks for your dedication from Zorb Farms in Litchfield.
The staff and management of Loprino Foods in Ravenna would like to wish the area high school teams best of luck in the game. Loprino Foods is proud to be a part of the Ravenna community. Thank you for the hometown support of Loprino Foods in Ravenna.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the postgame show brought to you by Sylvan Learning Center and our friends at Misco Sports, where Ravenna has captured the Z2 Boys State Championship 57-51 over Archbishop Bergen. And now the medals will be presented to Ravenna. And Paul Baronic will receive his special award, the third one he has picked up there for Ravenna High School. So congratulations to the coach. Here's a look at the final numbers that I had for Archbishop Bergen. Josh Boggs, 2 rebounds. Tanner Worth ends up being the leading scorer tonight. Tanner averages only 6 points a game, and he had 16 tonight, including 5 rebounds and 1 block. Thomas Went, 8 points, 2 rebounds. John Spellerberg, who had such a good night last night, didn't score this evening. He had 4 rebounds. Curtis Kammerer, 5 points, 1 rebound. Nick Jensen, 14 points, 3 rebounds, 1 block. Evan Stober had a rebound. And Derek White, 8 points, 2 rebounds, 2 blocks. I had Archbishop Bergen in the first half with 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 rebounds in just 6 of the second half. Free throw shooting 4 of 9 in the first half, 1 of 3 in the second half. 3-point shooting 0 of 5 in the first half, 2 of 8 in the second half. Turnovers for Bergen, 7 of the first half and 6 in the second half. Archbishop Bergen had 28 points at halftime and just 23 in the second half. They finished with 51 points, 20 rebounds, 5 out of 12 from the free throw line, 2 of 13 from three-point land. They had 4 block shots and 13 turnovers. Archbishop Bergen tonight shot 52% of the first half, 43% of the second half, 22 out of 46 for the game, 48% shooting here tonight. And Bergen will end their season as the state runner-up with a record of 22-4 on the year. We'll look at the numbers here for the Ravenna Blue Jays in just a moment, but they are about ready to be awarded their state championship trophy. So we'll hang in and see if we can pick up that over the PA announcement here, and then we'll take a look at the final numbers for Ravenna before we wrap things up. And again, congratulations to Overton finishing second, St. Cecilia state champ, Minden and Axtell both finishing third down here at the state tournament, and Coach Paul Baronic getting a bear head from Brett Douglas.
State championship trophy.
And Ravenna receiving their state championship trophy as a bunch of seniors go out on top. Spencer Cremosta, John Klosterman, Josh Crowell, Riley Baronic, Brett Douglas, Ethan Zorb, and Sean Payne. There's a lot of youth, but there were a lot of seniors on this year's Ravenna Blue Jay Tom. And we'll take a look at the numbers right after this for the Blue Jays.
For fresh flowers, dried arrangements, candy bar bouquets, gift baskets, candles, lotions, and more, visit Petals and Pictures in Ravenna. They feature a scrapbook section with supplies and a workroom. Buy some flowers and scrapbook for hours at Petals and Pictures in downtown Ravenna.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Ravenna Superfoods is the place for big town savings with a large touch of hometown service. A proud supporter of the Ravenna Blue Jays on their road to success. Shop Ravenna Superfoods, located downtown Ravenna. Best of luck, teams. At Town & Country Bank, they believe that a bank is more than just a business. It's a vital part of the community. So stop into one of the offices in Ravenna, Pleasanton, Litchfield, or Kearney. Town & Country Bank, a hometown bank with a big interest in serving you.
Good luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays. Plus, a reminder that for all of your Golden Harvest seeds, call Larry and Gary Barrett. For quality seeds that grow like the winning reputation of the Ravenna Blue Jays, it's Golden Harvest. So call Larry or Gary Barrett today for your Golden Harvest seeds for spring planting.
When you need real estate, appraisal, or insurance from someone you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska with offices in Loup City, Ravenna, and Shelton. We are here to cover all your needs. Good luck, area athletes from RAI of Nebraska.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And back on the postgame show brought to you by Sylvan Learning Center and Misco Sports. Let's take a look at the unofficial final numbers here for Ravenna. John Klosterman, 16 points, 3 rebounds. Trevor Saborin, 10 points, 4 rebounds. Tyson Anderson, 4 points, 4 rebounds, and 1 block shot. Connor Baronic led the team in scoring tonight with a total of 19 points. Also had 5 rebounds. Riley Baronic, 3 points, 1 rebound. Brett Douglas didn't score tonight, but he picked up 2 rebounds and played some pretty tough D while he was in there. Lucas Wilkie had a rebound, and Sean Payne, who picked up 5 points and 6 rebounds. I had Ravenna for 15 rebounds in the first half, 11 in the second half, free throw shooting 3 of 7 in the first half, and in the second half they were 6 of 7, and that was all in the fourth quarter of play. Three-point shooting, 1 of 12 in the first half, 3 of 5 in the second half, and turnovers 4 in the first half and 7 in the second half of play. Paul Baronic has said that he's going to go take care of TV, but then he's ready to come out, so I think we're going to be able to hang on for Coach Baronic for just a moment. We'll cross our fingers and finish out our stats here. So 15 rebounds in the first half, 11 in the second for Ravenna. The free throw shooting in the fourth quarter was 6 of 7 for the Blue Jays. Three-point shooting, 1 of 12 in the first half, 3 of 5 in the second half, turnovers 4 in the first half, 7 in the second half. The Blue Jays had 28 points at halftime when the game was tied. They scored 29 in the second half, and they finished with 57 points, 26 rebounds, 9 out of 14 at the free throw line, 4 of 17 from three-point land, 1 block shot, and 11 turnovers as the Blue Jays repeat as the state C2 champions with a record of 25 and 3 on the season, 57-51 over the Archbishop Bergen Knights and the Blue Jays. Proud to be on top in C2 once again. We'll take a break and be back with more right after this timeout on the postgame show.
The prescription for success in today's world is teamwork. We should know. We're Swanis Pharmacy. Good luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays in the game from Ravenna's prescription leader. Stop into Swanis in Ravenna for gifts and cards, too.
Arrive in style and elegance to your next occasion with Aquila Limo and Prince of the Road. Aquila Limo service is an affordable luxury for any event. Call 888-511-LIMO throughout Central Nebraska. That's 888-511-LIMO. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Your farm equipment works hard for you. Trust the experts at Kirshner Implement in Ravenna to service it and get it ready to work hard again this spring. At Kirshner Implement, your John Deere dealer in Ravenna. Good luck, athletes from Kirshner Implement.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the postgame show brought to you by Sylvan Learning Center and Misco Sports. We're going to hang on. I'm sure Derek and Steph back at the studio are ready to get out of there. And we say thank you, but Coach Baranek says he's right on his way out here. So we'll recap what has happened here today at the state tournament in case you missed any of it and have a quick word with the coach. And what a way to go out for the season, a state championship in the final game, and also state championships today for Hastings, St. Cecilia, and Ravenna. Here's how it broke down today in Class A. Omaha Central beat Norfolk 71-58 in the consolation game. Creighton Prep beat Lincoln Southeast 71-56. In Class B, our only overtime game of today, although we had a few in the tournament, South Sioux City beat Omaha Scott 60-56 in the consolation game. Beatrice defeated Ralston 51-49. In Class C1, the first ever three-peat, and it belongs to Hastings St. Cecilia, 46-40 over Shadron. In the consolation game, Minden comes through 65-59. So Minden, I think, probably did better than a lot of people thought that they were going to do down here at state, and they finish in third place. Here in C2, Ravenna wrapping things up with that 57-51 win over Archbishop Bergen. And then a great consolation game today. Axtell beat Johnson County Central 75-71. In D1, seems like a few days ago that we started this. The first game this morning, Freeman down to Overton 52-38. In the consolation game, Emerson Hubbard beat Humphrey St. Francis 44-39. And in the D2 championship game, ended up being the lowest scoring final in D2 history, but Ewing will take it after being the runner-up last year by a point. They win it today over Hampton 41-33. It was a lot higher scoring game in the consolation. Hayes Center over Hayes Springs 71-66. We'll take what should be one final break and be back with a chance to chat with the coach after this timeout.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches. Thanks for your dedication from Zorb Farms in Litchfield.
Good luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays, plus a reminder that for all of your Golden Harvest seeds, call Larry and Gary Barrett. For quality seeds that grow like the winning reputation of the Ravenna Blue Jays, it's Golden Harvest. So call Larry or Gary Barrett today for your Golden Harvest seeds for spring planting.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Ever wonder why Ravenna has such great athletes? It's all those great cooked meals at the Dewdrop. The Dewdrop is serving up home-cooked meals 24 hours a day and a large side of small-town hospitality. Proud to support the area high school teams, the Dewdrop in Ravenna.
The prescription for success in today's world is teamwork. We should know. We're Swanless Pharmacy. Good luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays in the game from Ravenna's prescription leader. Stop into Swanless in Ravenna for gifts and cards, too.
For fresh flowers, dried arrangements, candy bar bouquets, gift baskets, candles, lotions, and more, visit Petals and Pictures in Ravenna. They feature a scrapbook section with supplies and a workroom. Buy some flowers and scrapbook for hours at Petals and Pictures in downtown Ravenna.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the postgame show brought to you by Misco Sports and Sylvan Learning Center here on KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation, and also on the Breeze 94.5 FM. It's this time that we always like to say thank you to the many fine sponsors throughout the season. We wrap up the basketball season on The Breeze, Classic Hits 98.9, KHAS, and ESPN Radio. And what a great season it was. Couldn't do it without the sponsors, couldn't do it without the coaches, couldn't do it without the athletic directors that take care of us throughout the year. So to all those fine folks, we sure appreciate it. And we should also tell you, if you're still up listening to us at this time, don't forget, you got to bump that clock ahead an hour tonight because you're going to lose an hour of sleep. It's time to spring forward. So before you hit the hay tonight, move that clock forward, or, you know, forget to do it, and then you have an excuse in the morning if you miss church, I guess. So, you know, whatever you want to do. But bump it forward 1 hour. As the Blue Jays being interviewed by 10-11, as the champions always are, after things get done here at the state basketball tournament, we're still eyeing for Coach Paul Baronic, and kind of thought it would be a little bit quicker than this, but sometimes they get done with them quick, sometimes they don't, as the folks are ready to wrap it up, especially after that final. It's been a long day of basketball. It started at 9:30 this morning, and of course for most of us it started about an hour and a half earlier than that, and now 11:30 at evening, and the folks are trying to put things away and get out of the Devaney Center here in Lincoln. A couple of other sports stories from today. The UNK wrestling team ends up tied for third at the Division II Nationals, and Marty Usman wins the national championship at 174 pounds. The Nebraska baseball team sweeps Houston Baptist today 10-2 and then 8-0 with a one-hitter in that second game. The Nebraska women's basketball team suffered their first loss of the year today in the Big 12 semifinals to Texas A&M by a score of 80-70, so the Huskers will wait to see where they go in the NCAA tournament on Monday. Tomorrow on ESPN Radio, we've got an ACC Big Ten championship doubleheader that gets underway at 11:30 in the morning, and then complete coverage of what is going on with the field of 65 when the brackets are announced. That will be the recap of what's been going on. Gang, let's take one final break. If we don't have the coach, then we'll wrap it up. So a final break here on The Breeze and ESPN Radio. Back from the Bob Devaney right after this.
What was your reaction to the last report card your child brought home? Joy, disappointment, confusion, shock? Many parents experience a range of emotions at report card time. They're certain that their child can do better in school, but just aren't sure how to help. Sylvan can help. Through a variety of diagnostic tools, Sylvan can help pinpoint your child's academic strengths and weaknesses and create a personalized program to meet your child's needs. Sylvan can help the next report card be a great one. Call 1-800-EDUCATE now.
When you need real estate, appraisal, or insurance from someone you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska with offices in Loup City, Ravenna, and Shelton. We are here to cover all your needs. Good luck, area athletes from RAI of Nebraska.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back on The Breeze and ESPN Radio, joined by the state champion head coach of the Ravenna Blue Jays. We can say that for the third time in his career and for the second consecutive year. And Paul Baronic joins us here. Coach, congratulations. You've talked to all the paper people. You've done your 10-11 obligation. Of all the questions here early on, what's maybe the most profound words that you can repeat to us?
Well, you know, usually the reoccurring one is, how does it feel, you know? And I don't know. It's just a really good, you're numb for a while, obviously. But and then they asked me about how it is to put, you know, medals around your own sons, and I just say, you know, it's just like they're my adopted sons too, all of them, and I love doing that too. So that's been kind of the reoccurring thing, and you know, it's just a good basketball game. We're fortunate enough to win it tonight, and you know, Bergen's a great team, and you know, we were lucky to win last night. So you know, just some things happened for us to be in this position, and you know, we'll take it.
I think we found out that the C2 field was pretty darn deep with some of the teams in the East, and they played well, Archbishop Bergen and Johnson County especially, in the semifinals. Didn't shoot the three that well tonight, and I thought it was a little unique that Bergen switched some things up. They came out in the man,
yeah,
but they did okay in the man,
yeah,
and then they switched to a zone. Were you surprised by that?
You know, that's what they're, you know, their staple's kind of the 1-3-1 in most cases, and I know he's mixing up some man and doing some things, And I thought both defenses were affected for them. You know, we just happened to get a few tricklers to go in. And, you know, we didn't shoot great from the outside, but the second half we were more efficient from the outside. So, you know, I guess we did a good job offensively, just keep moving it. And we were trying to get the right guys driving and the right guys for kicks and the right guys with offensive rebounds. And then, you know, Sean Payne and Tyson Anderson and, you know, all those guys really got in there and battled.
talked about playing, there was never a huge lead, but you were always the one in the lead, and Bergen was always catching up from six down.
Yeah.
A big difference when you
huge.
Have that lead instead of having to try to play catch-up.
Yeah, that's huge for us, I think, a lot of times. Although we've been down, you know, and we get down, and the guys just, again, they have this reoccurring thing about trying to find a way to win, and, you know, I got to give them credit because that's what they've done.
This never becomes old hat. It should never become old hat winning state championships.
And if it does, kick me. You know, just go ahead and just beat me right in the head because it should not be that way and should never be that way because every team's special, every kid's special. And it was, you know what was really fun? Getting Josh Crowell in there at the last. And, you know, it was just an emotional time for us. All our guys were just teared up and everything, and that's what they are. They're just brothers, you know, maybe just from another mother's. So
you guys got a lot of great kids over there, and you can talk X's and O's all you want, and you say different kids have to do things, but hey, Connor had 19 tonight, and he did some really good things for you in there as well. Riley hit a couple of, well, he had a three tonight. Last night he had a little bit better night probably
right.
than he did tonight.
Yep.
But as you said, coaching your own kids, that's fun too.
Yeah, you know, you talked about also, you know, the kids and what we have, and they're great kids. And, you know, I looked at our assistants and Tony Shermer and Butch Bassnett and Brian Duncan. I looked at them, I just said, how do we do it? You know, and they just pointed right out there to our guys. That's how, you know, we just have brothers that come together and do the dirty work and really don't care, you know, who does what it takes to win just as long as somebody's doing it.
Well, you're going to have to book some coaching clinic engagements and talk about how this team, not necessarily completely transformed after the district loss because Axtell is an outstanding team, but
yeah.
I know you touched on it a little bit that you guys could come down here and be one and done and mope around, or you could transfer things over and, you know, not every kid's going to be able to do that. So
no.
Something's going on there at home, something's going on at school, something's going on at the community, and Ravenna right now has things pointed the right way.
Right. Well, you know what we get a lot of is parental support, you know, and administration support and, you know, school support. But our kids, after that defeat, went and hunkered down and watched some video and said, listen, we're not going to let these things happen to us ever again. And then them taking credit, ownership, and all those types of things just makes it easier for my job as far as motivation because all I got to do is just speak of our district finals and they just get riled up.
Are you guys going home tonight?
We are staying.
Oh, okay.
We're not driving home.
I just didn't know if the Ravenna folks needed to stay up till about 3 in the morning to welcome you back or get ready to welcome you back tomorrow. So, Coach, I'll let you get out of here because I know the fans still want to see you. The kids still want to see
you. They want to see the kids.
Well, congratulations on the state championship, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Okay, buddy?
You bet. You know, you can talk to me anytime. So I just appreciate you doing our stuff. And I'm sorry I left you hanging. It's the guy that only does our stuff all year long, and everybody grabs you here and takes you here. And I didn't even get a chance to shake the Freeman kid's hand. I feel bad about that. I'm going to try to go over there and restitute that. But, you know, you do all the dirty work for us, and then I leave you hanging, bro. So
it's okay, buddy.
Save the best for last. That's the way we're going to preach it.
Keep that enchilada stuff coming, man. We'll make it up that way. Paul, thanks so much.
Thanks, Doug.
Paul Baranek, head coach of the state champions, now two in a row. He's going to be chasing Kevin Asher next year, going for three in a row over at St. Cecilia. For Derek, for Steph, this has been the Sylvan Learning Center and Misco Sports postgame show. Thanks so much, folks, for all your support during the 2009-2010 season. We'll see you again at state and district track. We've also got wall-to-wall coverage. Excuse me, on the Doug and Daddy Show from the state tournament. Stu Pospisil will join us. Kevin Asher, Paul Baranek, they're all going to join us again on Monday. This is Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us again. The final score in the C2 championship game, Ravenna 57 and Archbishop Bergen 51. Good night, everyone, from the Bob Devaney Sports Center.